Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup. As chapter 22 opens, Hashem commands Yirmiyahu to descend from the Temple Mount and go to the palace of the King of Yehuda. At the gates of the palace, in the presence of the nobles, Yirmiyahu expanded upon the primary objectives of the Davidic monarchy touched upon in the previous chapter. Kah amar Hashem, asu mishpat utzdaka, vehatzilu gazul miyad ashok, veger, yatom ve'almana al tonu, al tachmesu, vedam naki al tishpechu b'makom hazeh. This is what Hashem said. Administer justice and righteousness. Rescue the victim of robbery from the hand of his oppressor. Do not abuse or exploit the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow. Do not shed innocent blood in this place. This statement is a none too subtle indictment of the king and his court, who had been abusing their positions of privilege, oppressing the most vulnerable, and ruthlessly tyrannizing their subjects. He then mitigates this rebuke with a promise in verses 4 and 5. Ki im aso ta'asu et hadavar hazeh, uva'u b'sha'arei ha'bayit hazeh melachim, yoshvim le'David al kis'o, rochvim b'rechev uvasusim, hu ve'avadav ve'amo, ואם לא תשמעו את הדברים האלה, בי נשבעתי נאום השם, כי לחורבה יהיה הבית הזה. For if you will indeed carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will enter through the gates of this palace, riding on chariots and horses, they and their officials and their people. But if they do not obey these words, then I swear by myself, declares Hashem, that this house will become a pile of rubble. Though a king such as David can lead his nation to great prosperity and acclaim, winning God's accolades and bringing his subjects to spiritual heights, he can also tyrannize his nation and mislead them into perdition. In that case, Hashem pledges that Yerushalayim will be turned into a wasteland, a ghost town, such that ve'avru goyim rabim al ha'ir hazot, ve'amru ish el re'ehu, al ma asa Hashem kacha la'ir ha'gdola hazot, ve'amru al asher azvu et brit Hashem Elohehem, ve'ishtachavu le'elohim acherim v'yavdum. Many nations will pass through this city and ask one another, why has Hashem done such a thing to this great city? Then people will reply, because they have forsaken the covenant of Hashem their God and have worshipped and served other gods. With that, the first section of this chapter ends, constituting an addendum to Yirmiyahu's speech to the emissaries of Tzidkiyahu, recorded in the preceding chapter. Thereafter, with verse 10, a new paragraph begins, apparently a record of events and prophecies from an earlier period. Though it defies chronological order, Yirmiyahu uses the lessons of the recent past to foretell the fate of the nameless man currently occupying the throne. What he said just a few years earlier is now being repeated for the benefit of the people gathered outside the palace and for Tzidkiyahu's loyalists. Al tifku lemet ve'al tanudu lo becho bacho laholech ki lo yashuv od ve'ra'a et eretz moladeto. Do not weep for the dead king. Do not mourn his loss. Weep bitterly for the one who is exiled, for he will never return to see his native land. Perhaps Yirmiyahu intimates that those who die in battle or starve in the impending siege are better off than those who will be led in chains to exile. Who is this dead king that would not be mourned? And who is the banished who will never see his homeland again? Yirmiyahu proceeds. Ki koh amar Hashem el Shalom ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda hamolech tachat Yoshiyahu aviv. Asher yatza min ha-makom hazeh lo yashuv sham od. Ki bimkom asher higlu oto sham yamut. Ve'et ha'aretz hazot lo yireh od. For this is what Hashem says concerning Shalom, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, who succeeded his father Yoshiyahu, but had gone forth from this place, never to return. For he will die in the place to which he was exiled. He will never see this land again. Rashi posits that Shalom is the birth name of Jehoiachin, who spent 37 years in the dungeons of Babylonia. He is affectionately called the son of his righteous grandfather, Yoshiyahu, because Chazal in Masechet Sanhedrin say that he atoned for his sins while in exile, and only his descendants could claim the legitimate link to the house of David. In contrast, his uncles, the actual sons of Yoshiyahu, went completely astray and were therefore punished severely. Yirmiyahu then recalls the fate of the corrupt but still nameless king who built the lavish palace and indulged his perverse whims at the expense of his long-suffering subjects. Hoy bone beito belo tzedek ve'aliotav belo mishpat be'ere'ehu yavod chinam ufo'alo lo yiten lo. Ha'omer evne li beit midot ve'aliot meruvachim וקרא לו חלוני וספון בארז ומשוח בששר. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness and his upper rooms without justice, who makes his countrymen serve him without pay and fails to pay their wages, who says, quote, I will build myself a great palace with spacious upper rooms. So he cuts windows in it and panels it with cedar and paints it with vermilion. He then mocks the doomed king, comparing him with his predecessor, the righteous Yoshiyahu, in verses 15 through 17. Hatimloch, ki ata mitchare ba'erez avicha? Halo achal v'shata. ועשה משפט וצדקה, אז טוב לו. דן דין אני ואביון, אז טוב. הלא היד הדעת אותי, נאום השם. כי אין עיניך ולבך, כי אם על ביצעך, ועל דם הנקי לשפוך, ועל עושק ועל המרוצה לעשות. Does it make you a king to excel in cedar? Did your father not have food and drink? Yet he administered justice and righteousness, and so it went well with him. He took up the cause of the poor and the needy, and so it went well with him. Is that not what it means to know me? Declares Hashem. But your eyes and heart are set on nothing except your own dishonest gain, on shedding innocent blood, on practicing extortion and oppression. Was Yirmiyahu referring to the past or obliquely condemning the sitting monarch who put the dynasty of David HaMelech to shame? Finally, by verse 18, it becomes clear that Yirmiyahu was referring to Jehoiakim, using him as the paragon of corrupt leadership. Lachen ko amar Hashem el Jehoiakim ben Yoshiyahu, melech Yehuda. Lo yispedu lo, hoy achi, hoy achot, ולא יספדו לו הוי אדון והוי הודו. קבורת חמור יקבר, סחו והשלך מהלה לשערי ירושלים. Therefore, so says Hashem about Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, Melech Yehuda, the king of Yehuda. They will not mourn for him. Alas, my brother, alas, my sister. They will not mourn for him. Alas, my master, alas, his splendor. He will be buried like a donkey, dragged away and thrown out of the gates of Yerushalayim. Jehoiakim had been placed on the throne by the Egyptian overlords, who tyrannized the Judeans for 11 years, until the Babylonians conquered the entire Middle East. During his reign, he became notorious as a tyrannical vassal of Egypt, who did not hide his immoral propensities and his defiant paganism. He murdered the prophets who protested and the citizens who resisted his punishing taxes. Eventually, the Babylonians took him prisoner and then executed him, denying him burial. Though the nation and Yirmiyahu himself bitterly mourned the death of his father, Yoshiyahu, who died on the battlefield, none would cry for his son Jehoiakim, who openly desecrated Hashem's name and even incestuously violated his own sisters. In contrast, Yirmiyahu joins the populace in mourning the fate of Jehoiakim's nephew, Jehoiachin, who was languishing in Babylonian exile. His suffering serves as an omen for all of Yehuda and a warning for the current monarch. And so, in the closing paragraph, the prophet calls on Knesset Yisrael, the collective of the nation described as a bereft woman, to grieve the loss of her sovereignty, her independence, and dignity, as she will be betrayed by her foreign allies and her native leaders. Ali ha-Levanon v'tza'aki, u'barashan t'nikolech v'tza'aki ma'avarim, k'nishberu kol ma'avayich. Dibarti elayich, b'shalotayich amart lo eshma. Ze darkech minehurayich, ki lo shamat bekoli. Go up to Lebanon and cry out and raise your voice in Bashan. Cry out from Avarim, for all your levers have been crushed. I warned you when you were secure and serene. You said, I will not listen. This has been your way from your youth, that you have not obeyed my voice. Unless drastic changes are made, Tzidkiyahu and the entire Judean kingdom will suffer the same fate as Jehoiachin and his court. Yirmiyahu warns in the closing verses of this chapter, Unetaticha beyad mevakshei nafshecha, uviyad asher ata yagor mipneihem, uviyad nevuchadrezar melech bavel, uviyad akazdim. והטלתי אותך ואת אמך אשר ילדתך על הארץ, על הארץ אחרת אשר לא יולדתם שם ושם תמותו. ועל הארץ אשר הם מנסים את נפשם לשוב שמה לא ישובו. I will hand you over to those you dread who want to take your life, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the Chaldeans. I will hurl you and the mother who gave birth to you into another land, where neither of you were born, and there you will both die. And as for the land to which your soul so yearns, there you will never return. Thank you for learning together. L'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.